you grow into understanding. Make it more intense, more focused. Bring all your energy to understand the phenomena of your being, your ego, your mind, your unconscious. Become more and more alert. And whatsoever happens, make it a point that you will try to understand it also. Somebody insults you and you feel anger, don't miss this opportunity. Try to understand why. Why this anger? And don't make it a philosophical thing. Don't go to the library to consult why anger. Anger is happening to you, it is an experience. Live experience, focus your whole attention on it and try to understand why it is happening to you. It is not a philosophical problem. No Freud is to be consulted about it. There is no need. It is just foolish to consult somebody else while anger is happening to you. You can touch it. You can taste it. You will be burned by it. Try to understand why it is happening, from where it is coming. Where are the roots? How it happens? How it functions? How it overpowers you? How in anger you become mad? It has happened before. It is happening now. But now add a new element into it, the element of understanding. And then the quality will change. Then by and by you will see that the more you understand anger, less it happens. And when you perfectly understand it, it disappears. Understanding is like heat. When the heat comes to a particular point, 100 degrees, the water disappears. Sex is there. Try to understand it. The more understanding, the less you will be sexual. And a moment will come when understanding will be perfect and sex disappears. And this is my criterion. Whatsoever the phenomena of inner energy, if it disappears through understanding, it is sin. If through understanding it deepens, it is virtue. The more you understand, the wrong will disappear and the right will become more rooted. Sex will disappear and love will deepen. Anger will disappear and compassion will deepen. Greed will disappear. Sharing will deepen. So whatsoever disappears through understanding is wrong. Whatsoever becomes more rooted is the right. And this is how I define the good and the evil, the virtue and the sin, punya and the pap. A holy man is a man of understanding, nothing else. And a sinner is a man of no understanding, that's all. Between a holy man and a sinner, the distinction is not of sin and holiness, it is of understanding.